Good afternoon. That large ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and aloft, will continue to dominate the weather picture. More sunshine today and comfortably warm temperatures with readings in the lower to mid-80s. The ridge will start to break down tonight and into the day tomorrow. Still, skies will be mostly clear and temperatures will be back into the 50s to around 60 overnight with a little bit of fog developing by tomorrow morning. And still plenty of sunshine to go around tomorrow, just some increasing clouds late in the day, although it will stay dry for Saturday with a touch more humidity and an increasing southerly wind. Highs will be in the lower to mid-80s again. The front will slide through the region late Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning with just a few light rain showers. There may be a lingering shower into the early morning period on Sunday in New England, but everyone will have a drying trend through the rest of the day with plenty of sunshine coming back, a northwest breeze, and cooler temperatures, still above average, but highs will be back into the lower 70s. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday as high pressure builds right back into the region, highs in the lower 70s, then mid-70s with plenty of sunshine on Wednesday and Thursday as that high pressure holds on tight. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from northern Oklahoma through eastern Kansas into the mid-Mississippi Valley. Daytime heating will promote destabilization and storms will develop and intensify early this afternoon. A strong mid to upper level jet stream will contribute to 35 to 45 knots of effective shear, supportive of organized storms, including supercells. Some of the storms may eventually evolve into line segments and clusters as they develop eastward. Damaging wind and large hail will be the main threats, although there will also be a conditional tornado risk. The National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression 9, located about 1,045 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. The depression is moving toward the north-northwest near 7 miles per hour, and a motion toward the northwest is expected during the next 48 hours. Maximum sustained winds are near 30 miles per hour with higher gusts. The depression is moving through an area of strong upper-level winds, and it is forecast to weaken to a remnant low today or tonight. Meanwhile, showers associated with the broad low pressure area located about 750 miles west-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands has become more concentrated during the past 24 hours. Conditions appear favorable for additional development, and a tropical depression could form during the next day or two while the system moves toward the west-northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Finally, a large area of disturbed weather extending from the eastern Gulf of Mexico across the Florida Peninsula and into the adjacent Atlantic Ocean is associated with a broad surface trough interacting with an upper level trough. Surface observations indicate that a low pressure area is forming just east of the northern Florida Peninsula, and there is some potential for this low to develop into a subtropical or tropical cyclone during the next few days as it moves slowly northeastward. Regardless of development, locally heavy rains are possible over portions of the Florida Peninsula today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Pecos and Wink, both in Texas, to a low of 23 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs right around 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 88, set in 1891, and the record low, 35, in 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 7 p.m., 12 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some late-day clouds, warm and a touch more humid, lower to mid-80s. A shower on Saturday night, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler on Sunday, back into the lower to mid-70s. On Monday and Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s. And mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday, with highs reaching the mid-70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.